Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned on Monday that the U.S. would face a strong blow if it acts on President Donald Trump's threat to bomb Iran unless Tehran agrees to a new nuclear deal. Trump reiterated his threat on Sunday that Iran would be bombed if it does not accept his offer for talks outlined in a letter sent to Iran's leadership in early March, giving Tehran a two-month window to make a decision. In response, Iran issued a warning on Monday regarding Trump's threats to Switzerland's embassy, which represents U.S. interests and acts as an intermediary between Washington and Tehran. Tehran expressed its determination to respond decisively and immediately to any threat. The enmity from the U.S. and Israel has always been there. They threaten to attack us, which we don't think is very probable, but if they commit any mischief they will surely receive a strong reciprocal blow, Khamenei said. And if they are thinking of causing sedition inside the country as in past years, the Iranian people themselves will deal with him, he added. Iranian authorities have blamed the West for recent unrest, including the 2022-2023 protests over the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a young woman detained for allegedly flouting hijab rules, and nationwide protests in 2019 over fuel price rises. Last week, Iran responded to the U.S. letter, with President Masoud Pezeshkian explaining on Sunday that Tehran would not enter direct negotiations with Washington but was willing to continue indirect talks, in line with an injunction from Khamenei. An open threat of bombing by a head of state against Iran is a shocking affront to the very essence of international peace and security, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmail Baghaei tweeted on Monday. Violence breeds violence, peace begets peace. The U.S. can choose the course and concede to consequences. Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Commander Amir Ali Hajizadeh also issued a warning to U.S. forces in the Middle East, stating that Americans have at least 10 bases in the region with 50,000 troops. They are in a glass house and should not throw stones. During his first term from 2017 to 2021, Trump withdrew the U.S. from a 2015 deal between Iran and world powers, which had placed strict limits on Tehran's disputed nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief. Trump also reimposed sweeping U.S. sanctions. Since then, Iran has far exceeded the uranium enrichment limits set by the deal. Western powers accuse Iran of seeking to develop nuclear weapons capabilities by enriching uranium to a high level of fissile purity, above what they argue is justifiable for a civilian atomic energy program. Tehran, however, insists its nuclear program is entirely for civilian energy purposes.